Howdy neighbors, good Wednesday morning. Ron Hayes in Big Country, checking farm news up next.
Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tags. With Altacet IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies and manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacet IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacetigr.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Latest crop progress numbers showing that our winter wheat crop looks a little better than a week ago. We're now looking at the Kansas crop, 32% in good to excellent shape, up 1 point from a week ago. Oklahoma's wheat crop now 52% in good to excellent condition. That's up 6 points from a week ago. Texas unchanged from a week ago at 48% in good to excellent condition. Pasture and range conditions. We've had Oklahoma for a few weeks now. We're looking this week at 52% in good to excellent shape, up 8 points from a week ago. Kansas, first report of the season, 37% in good to excellent shape, and Texas at 31% in good to excellent shape, up by a couple of percentage points. Spring planted crops nationally, 36% of the U.S. corn crop now planted, 25% of the soybean crop, 24% of the cotton crop, 23% of the U.S. sorghum crop. I'm Ron Hayes.